Obituary.
Yuan Longping. To feed the world. Yuan Longping, developer of hybrid rice, died on May 22nd, aged 90.
He was wandering in a rice field of dreams. The plants were tall, a sorghum taller than a man. Their panicles hung full as brooms, and each grain was as big as a peanut. After walking a while, he lay down in the leaf shade with a friend, quite hidden. A rest was a good idea, because the wonder plants went on and on. In fact, they covered the world. Then Yuan Longping woke up, laughing. The rice plants he had tended for decades at Anjiang and then at Changsha in Hunan province, sowing and nurturing them, visiting daily on his motorbike to inspect them, were not quite there yet. But they still deserved their name of super rice. The leaves were straighter and taller than ordinary, and the grains plumper. They had all the vigour of the wild strain that he and his team had found, after much searching, beside a railway line in Hainan in 1970, and had crossbred, over careful years, with the domesticated variety. Skeptics told him he was wasting his time, since rice was a self-pollinator. He believed that crossbreeding was universal, and besides, that it always made the offspring stronger. The figures spoke for themselves. With his new hybrid rice, the annual yield was 20 to 30% higher. This meant that at least 60 million more people could be fed every year. In Yunnan province, more than 17,000 kilograms had been produced per hectare. China's rice crop had risen from 57 million tons in 1950 to 195 million in 2017, from food deficiency to food security.